A lot of people gathered to celebrate the end of the 2019 United Way of St. Clair County campaign, and with good reason to celebrate. They did a tremendous job. Joining us right now, the executive director of the St. Clair County United Way, Doug Dolph. Doug, good morning. Doing well. Brent Gillette is with us as well. Brent, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Congratulations on a really successful campaign. Give us the highlights.
Well, thank you. Well, last night, as you know, we had our celebration over at Solitude Links, and we had probably a little more than 100 people there to share in the excitement and the reveal of this year's campaign. We raised $1,170,700.
That's so pretty good and pretty close to your goal, right?
Yes, it's about almost 97% of the goal. So we're a little short, but still, that's a lot of money. Going to help well over 11,000 people this upcoming year in our community. So we're appreciative to everybody that helped us out this year, and it's still going to be great for our community.
It takes a lot of people to raise that kind of money, doesn't it?
Yeah, we had over 55 volunteers, you know, hitting the streets, talking to all different walks of life in our community, and making sure that everyone has the opportunity and the ask to participate and invest in our community.
Yeah, and that means the personally reaching as many people in as many workplaces as possible, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's hard to believe the amount of energy and the amount of discussions that are done in about 15 weeks worth of time. But it does take a lot of good, dedicated volunteers. And Michelle Shepley, who was our campaign chair and led our event last night, definitely let everyone know the appreciation that she felt for her team, as well as the importance of what they've accomplished this year. So
it's fun to see the different workplaces really embrace the United Way and some of the fun things that they do to raise money.
Yeah, they do run some great campaigns out there and make it fun for the employees, which definitely helps. But I'd like to make a shout out to, we have a lot of sponsors that help us to put these events on, which are separate from the campaign. Cargill, DT Energy, Enbridge Energy, Lake Huron Medical Center, Semco Gas and Energy, AFL-CIO, Eastern Michigan Bank, Farm Bureau Insurance, Lakestone Bank and Trust, North Star Bank, Ascension River District Hospital, and also our other sponsor, which is Chemical Bank. We want to shout out to all those and thank you very much for their support.
You know, when you have an event like last night, you really get to kind of look around the room and take a snapshot of all the people that worked on it, but then just all the generosity of the community, whether it's the companies, corporations, other nonprofit agencies, those that benefit from these United Way dollars, they get behind this effort quite a bit too, don't they?
Absolutely. Not only do they provide the services, but they run employee campaigns and special events as well, just like any other company, any other institution in our community. So we're very blessed here with the generosity and the great spirit of helping each other in our community.
You guys were in here last week talking about your one-day flash campaign. That ended up going pretty well too, didn't it?
Yeah, we're really pleased with the fact that, you know, we reached out because we knew we were running a little short. We knew we were struggling a little bit and made that last-ditch push. And we're just very pleased that within 24 hours, we raised almost $10,000 that one day.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Again, showing the spirit and the generosity of this community.
Those dollars go, as we always talk about with United Way, to a lot of different organizations around St. Clair County.
Now we have 24 organizations that are part of the United Way of St. Clair County, and it supports about 35 programs and services. We also have direct services right there at the United Way, like the helping people with rent and things of that nature if they get caught in a bind, utilities, getting eviction notices, those type of things. We have the medical loan closet, which anybody in our community, if you live in St. Clair County, you need a wheelchair, crutches, commodes, any of those type of things. We even have Depends, those type of things for the elderly. Come by. We've got it.
September, October, November, December, those are the months of the campaign, but here's a little secret. They'll take your donation anytime, correct?
That's right. We consider ourselves a year-round organization.
Of course, of course. And you have events year-round as well, including, let's put in a little plug for what we're going to do in March on St. Patrick's Day, as we've done for several years now. We're going to have a little St. Patrick's Day party over at Frater's again.
Absolutely, and we look forward to you being there and highlighting the day's events and kicking off the festive season of St. Patty's Day. And we're really looking forward to that. And that does also help bridge the gap in our campaign as well.
Yeah.
That's 6 to 10 on the actual day, the 17th, over at Freighters. So if it's a good way to start your day. We have a little Celtic music there and some bagpipes possibly, and have some fun, have breakfast, and be a lot of people there, and we hope to see everybody come on out and have a good time.
Indeed. We'll be talking about it a lot in the next month as we look forward to that. Guys, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on a really successful campaign.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Doug Nolf and Brent Gillette with us from the United Way of St. Clair County. It's 7:48 now here on WPHM.